Welcome to Turn In Your Hymnal To. I'm Rex Bridges, and today we'll be looking into the background story of Blessed Be the Tie That Binds. Blessed Be the Tie That Binds, 1772. After 7 years as minister of the Baptist Church in Wainscate, England, Reverend John Fawcett wrote these words in his diary in the summer of 1772, quote, "During these years our family has increased faster than our income," unquote. When a messenger arrived a few weeks later with a quote-unquote call from the famous Carter's Lane Baptist Church in London, it seemed like an answer to prayer. "Think of it," the bewildered clergyman said to his family. "They want us up in London to take the place of the late Dr. Gill at that great church. It's almost unbelievable." And it was. But the good minister sent a letter of acceptance as soon as he could draft a favorable reply and dispatched the messenger back to the capital city in a hurry. The following Sunday, he told his parishioners about the quote-unquote call and the answer in which his entire family had concurred. His people were loath to give him up, though, and hoped against hope for a miracle to prevent his departure. The next few days were unusually busy ones. Everyone worked hard packing books and dishes, discarding odds and ends, and creating furniture for the overland journey to the largest city in the world. Members of the church joined in, albeit with little enthusiasm. A deep feeling of loyalty and mutual devotion between pastor and people had developed during the recent years, and most of his faithful flock were frightened at the prospect of tearing asunder such precious ties. But they willingly did what they could to make his leaving easier. On the appointed day, the wagons arrived early. Some people stood about in the yard as if to delay the actual loading, but others began moving the boxes and bundles from the house as members of the family engaged in their final farewells. Then only one large box in the middle of the dining room remained. The pastor entered the room and saw his wife standing nearby, deep in thought. "What's the matter?" he asked. She hesitated a moment. "John," she answered slowly, "do you think we are doing the right thing in leaving Wainscate for London?" "Why do you ask?" She stepped forward and took his hand. "John, dear, will we ever find a congregation to love us and help us in the Lord's work like this group here?" He asked, "Does this mean to say that you think we've been too hasty in all this?" "Yes," she said, "I think we should stay right here and serve these people and give up all thought of going to London." After an awkward silence, he added, "And I think so too. I was so overjoyed when the call came that I never really prayed about it like a minister should. I just thought of a better home for the family, the larger salary, and the advantages of living in a big city." "We are happy wherever you are happy, dear," she replied. They walked out on the porch and explained their change of mind. In a short while, the wagons were unloaded and everything was safely and securely back in place. The pastor sent another letter to the London congregation telling them of the events of the day and asking them to concur in his new decision to remain at Wainscate. And for his own people, with the happenings of the week in mind, he penned the most beautiful hymn of Christian brotherhood ever written. It begins with these lines, "Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. The fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above." And Reverend John Fawcett stayed at Wainscate for the next 45 years until his death, July 25th, 1817. This has been Rex Bridges reading from Living Stories of Famous Hymns by Ernest K. Emurian. Copyright 1955 by Baker Book House Company. Used by permission of Baker Book House Company.